This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Cut it most any way you like it. A distinct majority of Americans want judges who support interpreting the U.S. Constitution as originally written, while some opponents of President-elect Donald Trump are saying they will block any of Trump's nominees to the High Court. The opinions in this Marist poll seem to favor what Donald Trump promised if elected, nominees in the mold of the late Antonin Scalia. Pennsylvania pro-lifers are upset with their Democrat Senator Bob Casey, despite criminal allegations against Planned Parenthood and an upcoming re-election bid. Casey is tweeting that he stands with Planned Parenthood in their bid to keep $500 million in federal funding. The last two elections, Casey ran for office as a pro-life Democrat. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Another pro-life American icon died this week. Nat Hentoff, who described himself as a left-wing pro-lifer, was pro-life where no one dared to be pro-life. He lost work over his ardent opposition to abortion and the death penalty. Wesley Smith says Hentoff was a moral beacon to those who connect liberty to the embrace of the intrinsic equality of all human life. Nat Hentoff was 92. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.